8345.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. Again, it's cold in the state of Minnesota here. It's Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012. We wish you a happy new year, folks. And we hope you had a restful short break there. Well, actually, for some it was short. For others, it was extended. Mm-hmm. Extended for those that hate Christmas, and you get the point. Anyways, folks, you have with you today Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Again, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers. They call themselves the pro-choice. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, they can choose.
I mean, they're not like anti-life. Mm-hmm. They're pro-choice. Uh-huh. But if you don't go along with their murderous scheme, then you're anti-abortion.
Wicked.
Isn't that amazing how that works? Mm-hmm. They label you. Mm-hmm. Sure, they vilify you.
The villain.
Sure, they demonize you. Sure.
They're bad, bad people.
For real.
Trying to take things away from us.
Totally. Namely life. And in that situation, I humor it not. Mm-hmm. I find no humor there whatsoever. We are the Christians that the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them vigilantes, America. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call. Just for the record, people, when we say give us a call, we do get phone calls throughout the duration of our show. Sometimes we just get comments. Sometimes we get people to call in just because they want to say hello, but they don't want to go on the air. I don't know why that is. Do we exhibit cowardice here, Jacob?
No.
I think not.
We're willing to talk.
And
do.
Shine. Mm-hmm. You don't take the light and put it under the bed, folks.
No, sir.
We get phone calls all day long, or we get emails. We appreciate all that stuff. But when I give you the number, it's for you to get on the radio. A lot of times people call in and they're on the wrong topic. Stick to topic. It's real easy. If you're looking for someone to do your advertisements, we can take care of that, too.
Mm-hmm. For a donation.
For a donation at 1-877-807-9977. Everybody's got a cause. Yes, indeed. But we stay on the forefront, on the cutting edge of knowing that which matters the most to the American people for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012.
Number three.
So we're going to stick to topic. 1-877-807-9977. We appreciate all callers. As long as you're not a lunatic, a weirdo, a sorted bag, you get the point. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's a reason we're turning talk radio into do radio. I'm starting to sound like Adam West talking to Robin right now.
What next, Batman?
That's exactly my point, Robin. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are the cleanup crew. We clean up what others leave off.
The do.
Just a reminder for the new listeners, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. This up-and-coming election, folks, this is very important for you to understand. Obama is not America, and America is not Obama. The coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It is in all sincerity about the survival of America, and forget it not. And I'm not talking about class warfare here. I'm giving you plain, cold facts. Folks, the only thing Obama's got working for him is his record. And most people are saying, well, that's what's working against him. Now you're thinking. He's got a real record to run off of now, doesn't he, folks? And it ain't going to work. So he's got to try some other political strategy as to try to cause division so he can, at length, conquer the day. Yeah, conquer the day. And if everybody's asking themselves right now, why is Bradley being so bizarre? That's what candy bars do to you, folks. Oh, I've been deprived of sugar all day, and I had one on the way here, and boy, do I feel like I'm on a roller coaster, and I think you guys can hear what I'm saying all
the
time.
We're with you all.
You get the point? Yes. This is the only radio show in the world where people want to listen to the intro. Isn't that something?
You got to get there right at 2 o'clock so they can hear it.
Dude, they don't want to miss it. Not 1 second.
Yep. Kids, be quiet.
Totally.
The intro's coming.
No, it's actually the kids saying to the parents, Mom, Dad, be quiet. I want to hear Mr. Dean.
All that noise.
Folks, if you'd also like to check out my Facebook, please do. Facebook froze up on me. I'm the only guy on the planet that they freeze up on. Why? Because of all the friend requests that I get. Please go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd also like to line up to get some of these email blasts that we've been shooting out, we got 5,000 some on our last. Now, just consider one per 100 is good business. So how many people must have pushed on to that video to take a look at it or at least read the content? Mm-hmm. Do the math.
That's right.
Come on, Jake. You're the brainiac here.
You know, I don't know what the math is, but I know that, folks, you are going to want to sign up for this.
Serious.
On Sons of Liberty Radio.
I'm having fun with my listeners.
Weekly newsletter. There's a weekly column that goes out on World Net Daily and GCN Live.
You never want it to be said of Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan that they got too much starch on their shirts.
Nope. You don't want to miss it, folks.
No.
Sign up now.
And I know that you people out there today want to basically pin your sleeves to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome aboard. It's the radio station for the Patriots. 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come back and talk about some real issues here again, folks, namely the one that we were talking about yesterday. Well, what was that? You're going to have to hang on. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
Are you going to sing it?
All right. Each individual of the society has a right to be protected by the enjoyment of his life, liberty, and property according to standing laws. He is obliged, consequently, to contribute his share to the expense of this protection and to give his personal service or an equivalent with necessary and when necessary. But no part of the property of any individual can with justice be taken from him or applied to the public use without his own consent. Okay, I have no idea why I got that. Sorry, folks. Totally threw something at you that I shouldn't have thrown at you. That was Mr. John Adams there. But yesterday we were talking about John Adams, and actually John Adams was today. That candy bar is really catching up to me, and so is the coffee. Completely way out there. George Washington said yesterday, the marvel of history is the patience with which men submit burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. And what we wanted to do is pick up where we left off from yesterday, because what's happening, folks, is people are beginning to talk about what we were talking about yesterday. So I'm going to let Jake, the other guy, take over.
Yep. So right now we have, well, and also, too, folks, stay tuned in, because at 2:30 we're going to have Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers on with us here to discuss this topic. This topic is important, and we screamed it from the housetops yesterday. We screamed it from the housetops during Thanksgiving. The only senator that I know to date that was speaking against this was the Senator Rand Paul. We have the Patriotism, Subversion, and National Defense Authorization Act. Yes, those three words go together, especially in this particular context. Now, take note also that Mr. Obama, as he went to sign this particular act into unconstitutional law, as I call it, and you can find this column on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Facebook, like it, become a fan. It's right on the homepage of Sons of Liberty. You can also look in the Sons of Liberty blog, and also go to GCNlive.com. It's right on the front page. On this particular day that the president signed this in, who's president, you might ask? We're still trying to figure that out. We believe there's a village in Kenya that lost its president somewhere, and he wandered over here somewhere. But in this particular act, done in secret by Mr. Senator Carl Levin and John McCain, passed...
Songbird McCain.
past.
Traitor to his wife, McCain.
Ooh. Do we need to go any further than that? No. Immorality comes out of immoral vessels. Morality doesn't. Morality comes out of moral vessels. You see these men being willing to break their marriage covenant, for example, or any covenant that's immorality. What do you think they're going to give you for laws? Are they going to attempt to liberate you or attempt to ensnare you?
But I don't know why the people in the country and throughout the world, they think that that's their own personal life. And,
personal.
Yeah.
And then enjoy their personal laws that they put on you.
For some reason, they believe that they can go ahead and cheat on their wife mm-hmm. and that they're going to be faithful to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works, but for some reason, they deceive themselves into thinking that.
That's right. That's like they're a different type of vigilante. They put on a new costume or outfit. They're a different person, maybe. I don't know. They put on the political duds and everything's cool.
Sure.
But we found that that didn't work too much, especially this year from all the immorality of people that are serving in office, that are getting busted and having to step down and resign because I need to spend more time with my family. No, you're an immoral, inhuman person.
Well,
you
I was in
busted.
Government. I was cheating on my family, but now I need to spend more time with them because I can't. The word temperance doesn't come to mind when I'm serving the people. No, you're there serving yourself is what you're doing.
But I'm sick and I need help. Going back to this bill.
That's right.
And my friends who gave me political contributions for my campaign.
Yes.
They gave me some money, and they've got a good program set up for me so that the pharmaceutical companies can embrace me.
Sure.
When I have problems and I become sick and I need help.
Sure. Any kind of favor, man. We're here for each other.
So you have a Democrat, Mr. Carl Levin, and Republican, John McCain. Here's how it comes in all the time, folks. Bipartisanship. It's passed in a closed-door committee meeting without a single hearing, might I add. Rand Paul, again, was screaming from the housetops on this. You had to dig in like 10 pages of Google to find where he was even saying anything about this bill because nobody talked about this bill.
It sounds like the Patriot Act, when they made everybody sign a bill at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, that they didn't have time to read.
The papers were still hot off the press.
And it should have been called the Unpatriot Act, but this far exceeds the Patriot Bill.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so we have now a bill that gets
totalitarian.
In front of the president.
Yes.
Mr. Totalitarian himself.
That's right.
A liberal totalitarian? Totalitarian nonetheless. As he steps up to the podium and reviews this bill, he says to the Senator Carl Levin, you need to put some different wording into this bill.
It's not working out. They might catch me.
We don't like how it says that we can detain anybody except for American citizens.
Sure. We got to dumb him down. Pull out the teeth.
Matter of fact.
But it does say it there.
The language which precluded the application of Section 1031, that American citizens was in this bill that we originally approved, and the administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens mm-hmm. and lawful residents would not be subject to this section. In other words, U.S. citizens and lawful residents could not be apprehended by this government, by the military, by anybody without a trial by jury. As it says, the Fifth, Sixth, and Seventh Amendment lays it out pretty clearly how we're to prosecute people if we believe them to be guilty.
Yeah.
Or the writ of habeas corpus in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 2. It shall not be suspended, it says.
Yeah.
So we have the right to a trial by jury.
We have someone in the administration, namely the president of corporate America, that is usurping the Constitution that he swore that he would uphold.
That's right.
And he's an American mm-hmm. doing un-American things to this country by destroying the foundations of who we are.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
Assault.
Now, I don't know if this is just me, but does this not preclude or precede, might I say, civil war? Is this not treason? I'm asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this not treason against the Constitution and the American people in every sense of the word? I'm asking the question.
Yes,
is it not?
This is how the Constitution describes treason, is to set war against one's country.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean he goes out and makes a pact with the Arabians or the Muslims and asks them to attack us.
We could go there if you'd like.
Well, wait a minute. We actually might be able to.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Because if we go back to 2011, we've been told, as I said yesterday, for 10 years that we have a radical extremist group, the Muslims, right, that are out to get the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we've seen, and I told the American people when this happened, we've been on radio for going on 11 years now. It's going to be aimed at you. You call me crazy, call me what you will. It is aimed directly at you, America. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said the father of our Constitution, who knew better than James Madison when he was eradicating and cutting all ties and umbilical cords off of a tyrant named King George back in the day.
He even went to war with him.
Who would have known tyranny better than our forefathers did? They didn't. And they told us all the warning signs as to what we should be afraid of or warn us about in the coming days. And this is what he said. When they say that we are fighting a foreign enemy, he said, rest assured that it's not an enemy without, it's an enemy within. It's conspiracy. That's what our forefathers said to us.
So within would be on the soil of the United States of America.
That's
which
right.
is the exact wording that this president wanted in the bill before he said he would sign it.
That's right.
And then on the other side, he says, my administration will not authorize the indefinite military detention without trial of American citizens. Indeed, I believe that doing so would break with our most important traditions and values as a nation.
Then why does he have it?
Then why sign it?
Why did he require it? Why did he manipulate it? Why did he finagle it?
It's called a veto. That's all he's got to do.
It's called condemn it in the North and promote it in the South.
So there's an obvious agenda.
Sleight of hand.
There's an obvious agenda here. So it says two things. Number one, this president is preparing for something in the future.
That's right.
Why in the world would he want to detain American citizens if our only threat is not from without, it's within?
Good
now all
point.
Of a sudden he says within is where we can come prosecute with our military or apprehend.
Against our own people. Wait a second. Okay, wait. So if we go back to Homeland Security, anybody that believes in pro-life, they're terrorists. Second Amendment, they're terrorists. If they don't agree with the government, they're terrorists. If they're constitutionalists, they're terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the real enemy here, folks? This is what you haven't woken up to, awakened to. Who's the enemy?
And so many people say,
those that obey the law or those that overthrow the law?
Yeah, who's the terrorist? Well, how are we going to define what terrorism is? Well, it's one of those scary people with towels on their head. Then why in the world would we care about people in our own soil?
The next question to ask Jake is this. And folks, by the way, if you want to weigh in, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. The other question, Jake, to ask yourself at that point is, who does terrorism work for? Folks, who does terrorism work for? That's the real question. Why is your government in a state of supposed terror asking you to relinquish your rights? Why is this administration going to war with our governors that are obeying the law? Why is this administration trying to create crimes through the DOJ, namely Eric Holder, to eradicate your right to bear arms? Why is this government not empowering you to bear arms? Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns, said our forefathers. And the best way to enslave the American people is to disarm them. Why? Folks, we're going to come right back after this break. You got Bradley and Jake and the Sons of Liberty. Jake's going to kick it off again. In 15 minutes, we got Stuart Rhodes coming on from
the Oath Keepers.
All right, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you didn't put my light out, yeah, it just wouldn't be. Folks, I'm sorry. We have Stuart Rhodes with us right now, so forgive me. It's not in 15 minutes. It's the sugar, guys. It's the caffeine.
Catch you fast forward.
I totally am. I mean, I'm too.
It's good to think ahead.
Boy, these chemicals.
Chemicals are bad.
Guys, I need counseling.
HMOs.
I need some help.
Do you need help?
Jake, it's all yours.
Okay.
All right.
Well, folks, in our attempt to help Mr. Dean... Everybody, our prayers are with him. Mr. Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers. You can find him at oathkeepers.org. What oath is it, might I add? Well, I will say it's the oath to the Constitution and to the liberty of us as Americans. Thank you very much for being with us, Stuart.
Thank you.
I have a few questions for you. Recently, we've been talking about this NDAA, which has nothing to do with patriotism, has nothing to do with security. And might I add, it has everything to do with possibly a future event that somebody is contriving. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'll put it this way. Okay, what it is a declaration of war on the American people. Mm-hmm. It's a claim that the president can treat us exactly like the people of Iraq or Afghanistan and apply the laws of war here in America the same as they do in those countries.
Well,
that's
I think
exactly what it is.
That is exactly what it is, and thank you for bringing that up. But my question is what in the world is the president doing treating anybody in Iran or Iraq or Egypt or anything? His job is to look out for this country. When Congress declares war, then yes, we go to war, and he's the commander-in-chief. One of the ways that governments have always aggrandized power to themselves is through war or through an act of fear or terror, etc. But you brought up an interesting point here, and I want to bring it up because it's in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4. It talks about a president, vice president, or civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason is the first thing. And the Constitution defines what treason is. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, etc., etc. What say you, Stuart? Because you guys have a campaign now, and you can find it, folks, at oathkeepers.org. Again, we have with us Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers, oathkeepers.org. You have something going on right now where you're stirring up the American people to realize that this is exactly, face value, war against us as American citizens.
Well, as you said, it's kind of ironic, but the treason clause is a very clear indicator of why this is so unconstitutional. But as you just said, it also defines the crime of treason as making war against the American people. The treason clause tells you exactly what must be done with an American accused of making war against their own country. They must be tried for treason, and it requires two witnesses to the
That's
overt
right.
act or confession in open court in front of the jury of your peers. And so it's very plain. So what they're doing is the most blatant violation of the Constitution in congressional history. But as you just said, that is also the definition of treason, is to make war against the American people. Like, what do you call it when the government claims the power to treat the American people the exact same way that they treat the people of Iraq? If they want to come get you and they think you're an enemy in wartime, they just come blackbag you, or the president just kills you. Obama has already killed American citizens and has a whole list of other American citizens that he won't show anybody, a secret snuff list of those he wants to kill.
Yeah, it's not
so
like he has...
We're pretty much in the same position as our forefathers were in, like, 1774, 1775. We're on the eve of either total submission to an absolute tyranny or having to fight. We have one slim window left for a political solution, and that's why Ron Paul's candidacy is so important. That's why what we're doing here in Montana and across the country is important, too, is trying to sweep the bums out of office by any lawful means available. We're trying recall, but if the federal courts stop that, which is what I anticipate they'll do, then the next recourse is in the primaries and general elections, rooting these oath breakers out. And they're either willful traitors. I think John McCain and Lindsey Graham, mm-hmm. two men who serve in the military
sure.
and know better, I think they're willful traitors. But
yep.
either they're willful traitors or they're useful idiots,
sure.
all the congressmen who voted for this and senators. But whatever the answer is, they need to be rooted out. So we've got to get rid of them by any possible lawful means available to us. That's our last peaceful political solution. And while we're doing that, we must nullify. I mean, as individuals, as towns, counties, states, in the military, we're going to call on the military to nullify, to refuse to enforce this. Because if they enforce this, and if they start actually going around and blackbagging American citizens, there will be resistance. People will fight back.
Well, I want to say two things.
The country who just won't handle, won't want to bite it.
So compliments of Vladimir Lenin, the useful idiots, because you bring up a lot of terms in everything that you're saying. And again, we have the Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers. Go to oathkeepers.org. I believe it's the fourth blog on here. Oathkeepers launches a national effort to recall and or remove members of Congress who voted for NDAA. The only person I heard in Congress, well, I suppose Ron Paul also, but his son, Rand Paul, in the Senate when this thing was going through. Two things, the useful idiots, those that will be used, those that aren't purposefully doing this. They're just going along with it. Well, it's going to keep us safer. They know nothing of liberty. They don't know their oath to their own office that they stand in, nor do they know their purpose in sitting there. Government's job is to protect us. Now that this war has been declared upon the American citizen, well, how is it a war? There's no more trial by jury. Folks, you kiss your Fifth, Sixth, and Seventh Amendment out the window. Doesn't happen. There's no habeas corpus. But this is what our president says as he signs this in, and I want to get your feedback on this, Stuart. My administration, will not authorize the indefinite military detention without trial of American citizens. Although he's already exercised this, you brought up a great point. He's targeted American citizens worldwide for state-sponsored assassinations. It's happened, folks. Well, there's lists of these people that we don't even know about, haven't heard of, just because we heard about the drone that took out the one guy. There's many more of this. But he says, indeed, I believe that doing so will break our most important traditions and values as a nation, as he signs the paper. What say you, Stuart?
Well, here's a guy who's already killing Americans, and so if he finds that to be okay, then why wouldn't he be okay with detaining them? I mean, this is also the guy who promised to veto this, but then didn't.
That's right.
And here he is signing something. He's violating his oath multiple times, but by signing it, he's violating his oath again. I don't care if he promises not to use it. Mm-hmm. He's signing it in
why
the law.
Is it there?
Mm-hmm. And so his basic mantra is, just trust me. Don't worry, people. I won't violate our most sacred, our most sacred principles, although I already have.
Mm-hmm.
He's already executed American citizens. An American accused making war against his country should be captured and tried for treason, not assassinated. That's what Stalin did to people he considered to be the enemies of the state. He just pointed his finger and had them killed. Obama is no friggin' different. He's like Hitler. He's like Stalin in the claimed powers. This is about with the signing statement. He's not bound by.
If you have enjoyed what you've heard and appreciate this program, the Sons of Liberty.
What?
He's not bound by anything. He's just promising you with his fingers crossed behind his back that he won't do this.
Can I say what he is bound by is the Constitution, folks, and all of the statutes that are made by the authority of the Constitution. So what he would be bound by is not by these words. You bring up a great point. It's not by these words, but what's written in paper with the iron. Folks, we have to understand now at this country, at this point.
Some just know the Constitution, just like Bush did and just like all the rest of them are doing. So there's something, and it is warning American people because it says right in the statute itself that the people who are so designated by the president will be treated under the laws of war. It
mm-hmm.
says that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not inferring that. It says under the laws of war, they can be detained for the duration of the conflict, which could last forever,
yeah.
or they can be tried by military commission under the laws of war.
What do you feel, Stuart? I want to fast forward now. We're at this point. We know what we need to do as Americans. What would be the motivation for somebody to create a bill like this? It reminds me, as in World War II, as we all understand, there's always the Hegelian dialectic. You need to change what your synthesis is. You need to change it. You've got to create a new one. So in signing this, what do you think this president is preparing his administration for and future administrations for?
Well, for the wiping away of the Bill of Rights. It's exactly the same thing they're doing in Iraq and Afghanistan. If you're a goat herder in Iraq and you're accused of like stealing your neighbor's goat or some other common crime, you get a normal trial in the Iraqi courts.
Mm-hmm.
But if the U.S. military thinks you're an enemy or supporting the enemy, an insurgent or something, they'll just come grab you and take you to Guantanamo. This says the same thing can be done here. And so it's a consistent, relentless attempt to apply the international laws of war over the American people and wipe away our Bill of Rights. It's been going on since 9/11. The Bush administration immediately picked up and resurrected this one old case from 1942 called Ex parte Querin, where they detained eight German saboteurs that came ashore to blow up factories. One of them was an American citizen,
mm-hmm.
and the court ruled that his citizenship was irrelevant, that he could be tried under the laws of war, and they did so. They tried him under the laws of war. So that was the precedent that the Bush administration reached back and grabbed. It had been ignored and almost forgotten for almost, 60 years, and then it was resurrected after 9/11, and that is what they're applying now. And as you said earlier, there's two great absurdities. One, this is a war against a tactic, and it's an undeclared war against individuals. It says, in the opposition to use military force, it says any nation, any group, or any individuals, the president determines is an enemy.
Stuart, we're going to be right back with you. We got Stuart Rhodes with oathkeepers.org. We'll be right back.
The
My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have with us today Stuart Rhodes from oathkeepers.org. A few different things to bring to play here on the show is NDAA. President Obama just signed the bill. The bill, again, was ratified by Senate. Secret closed-door hearings came to the president's, or came to this administration. They required certain wording to be put into it before he would sign it, even though he threatened to veto it. There's a whole lot in this going on, folks, that you need to understand. You can find the article on GCNLive.com. You can also find it on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Become a fan of that. It's on the homepage and also on the blog on sonsoflibertyradio.com to find all of the details on this. There's not a whole lot of details. This is pretty plain and simple. You know, the Constitution requires that two witnesses come up and witness and attest to the fact that a certain public official has created treason. What happens when they sign a bill that's treasonous on its face? Do you really need witnesses at this point anymore, folks? The reason we brought Stuart Rhodes on the air with us today is because he's launched a national effort to recall or remove members of Congress who voted for NDAA, whether that be through impeachment and then criminal prosecution. One way or another, these folks need to be removed because, as you said, there is still a peaceful means to get rid of this garbage, get it out of our government, but it may come to the point where there is no longer a peaceful means. Folks, that's not America if we're at that point. The reason we are at America is for multiple reasons. The main being that our government is a government of the people and by the people and for the people. Now, you brought up a good point here on the last segment, Stuart. The dangers of policing the world. What's happening is they're conditioning our armed forces to think according to international law as opposed to national law. Can you give some examples of that again? Because I love digging down deep here to where people can put the pieces together that this wasn't an accident that this bill just came across the president's desk. Nor is it an accident. It's coming streamlined with the agenda. Started with the Patriot Act. Actually started far before then. But now people are going along with it thinking, well, there must be a reason. Or if they do something, well, Obama really doesn't want to destroy our country. He's just, you know, one of those dumb liberals who doesn't know what he's doing. Stuart, give some more examples of how this policy of policing the world comes into play when we sign in our own backyard, when our military can be used against its own people.
Well, this what's happening is that the same kind of cordon and search, the same kind of detaining and snatching that has been going on around the world, same kind of black bagging and rendition to, you know, secret sites run by the CIA, all of that is what is going to come here. What is being done in Iraq and Afghanistan will come home. And I predicted this back in 2004. I wrote a paper when I was a student at Yale Law School on this, on enemy combatant status. And in that, I noted that, look, if you can obtain an American citizen, the same as a foreign enemy, then you could also, under the laws of war, the logical extension is you could just also just kill them on sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Obama has started to do. But people, you know, they're lulled into a false sense of security because they think, well, it's just al-Awlaki and his 16-year-old son over there in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no legal principle, no legal doctrine you can point to that says it can be done to an American citizen over there but not here.
That's right.
And, in fact, the court case that we're talking about from 1942, Ex Parte Querin, that they're basing all of this on was about an American citizen captured here. And it already has happened to an American citizen here in the United States, Jose Padilla. He was captured, you know, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
in Chicago O'Hare International Airport and detained for 3.5 years in a brig in the United States. I believe it was South Carolina. And so he was detained in a brig for 3.5 years without access to a lawyer. And the Fourth Circuit upheld that as being constitutional. And then you had the Supreme Court in the Hamdi case in 2004 rule that the detention of Yasser Hamdi, an American captured in Afghanistan, they ruled that also constitutional. And they said, you know, nothing in the Constitution prevents the U.S. government from detaining one of its own citizens as an unlawful combatant, which is total bunk. The Treason Clause itself, like I already said, tells you exactly what must be done with an American accused of making war against his own country
mm-hmm.
or aiding and abetting the enemy. And, of course, the Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution mandates that all crimes must be tried by jury,
mm-hmm.
you know, not military tribunal. So they're ignoring the clear mandate of Article 3, Section 3, the Treason Clause. They're ignoring Article 3, Section 2. They're ignoring the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments. And the whole excuse is, well, that's for normal crimes. When it comes to the laws of war, and that's what counts. It doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If what counts is what you're charged with. And if they charge you with violating the laws of war or accuse you, then you can just be, you know, detained under the laws of war. It's total nonsense. But it's the same kind of nonsense that happened in Nazi Germany. In Nazi Germany, they set up a two-track system. One was normal trial and process for normal crimes. The second track was for political opponents of the state. They got a trial in front of a Nazi kangaroo court called the People's Courts. And they were packed with Nazis. And it was just a joke of a trial. That's what's happening in this country. They're setting up a second track. And it will not just be used against Muslims. In fact, in 1996, there was a law review article, long before 9/11, a law review article where two lawyers argued and said President Clinton should use military tribunals on McVeigh, but also on the entire militia movement. They said these are military enemies. We should treat them the same as a foreign enemy in wartime. And they cited the Ex Parte Querin case from 1942. And so the first idea of using this against quote-unquote terrorists was not for Muslim terrorists post 9/11. It was actually right after Oklahoma City.
White America.
So they've always been thinking about you people on the right, or you people who are constitutionalists or Ron Paul supporters. That has always been in mind from the very beginning.
Which leads
to wake up and realize that they are going to come after you eventually. So we're like 1774, 1775.
Which leads to the eve of
a revolution in this country. That's where we are right now. They're pushing us against a cliff, and our heels are over the edge. And if we don't push back soon, we're going to go over.
You got it, Stuart, but that's the key word. We need to push back, and we are pushing back, and you are pushing back. Oathkeepers.org, you can see on the fourth blog that Stuart has, is he's calling for a recall. Now, I've searched the streams. Thank you so much again for being with us, Stuart. We got to jump off here because we're just about at the end. But again, you can look up Stuart Rhodes at oathkeepers.org. Support what he's doing because it's important. We don't want to let liberty go out. Our heels may be on the cliff, but we serve a big God that can push those heels really quick, and that's where the hope is found,
just like
folks.
Back in 1774. Exactly. Who did they say? No king but King Jesus, waving the flags, appeal to heaven. Great interview, guys. Hey, real quick, I just want everybody to understand who the Oath Keepers are, because I know Stuart goes under the scrutiny as well.
Yes.
He gets the heat quite often, and they try to make him sound to be some wacko that's actually standing on the Constitution, when in fact he's the one playing the patriot, and the other people are playing the enemies of our
that's
constitutional
right.
republic.
Dangerous.
Yes, Oath Keepers are a nonpartisan association of currently serving, listen carefully, military, veterans, police officers, they call them peace officers, firefighters who will fulfill the oath which we swore to support and defend, they said, the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, so help us God. They go on, our oath is to the Constitution, not to the politicians. Amen. It should never be that way anyways.
That's right.
And we will not obey unconstitutional and thus illegal and immoral orders, such as orders to disarm the American people or to place them under martial law and deprive them of their ancient right to jury trial. They go on, we Oath Keepers have drawn a line in the sand. We will not just follow orders. Our motto is not on our watch.
Mm-hmm. Not on our
Boy,
watch.
Boy, that sounds pretty.
Pretty American.
You know, what's radical, and we've said this before as well, Jake, isn't it radical people
right.
that this administration is killing 3,700 babies a day on demand?
Let's talk about radical.
Totally. Mm-hmm. No, but these people are saying we want to preserve life. That's mm-hmm. what patriots do. Mm-hmm. Isn't it pretty radical that they want to implement bestiality into the military?
That's
isn't,
radical.
Mm-hmm. You think? And a man marrying a man and a woman marrying a man, that's pretty...
Very radical.
Yeah. But when you stand up against
laws.
It, what's the spirit of the world? Mm-hmm. Oh, these guys are just way out there, wax. They aren't letting us do what we want to do. They don't want us to just go ahead and commit any abomination that we want to against the God of heaven.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you
Let's not bring him up.
No, absolutely not.
Because the source of all of our rights is that God who gives us
Thank
our
you.
Hope that... fulfills those laws and those liberties that we have in this nation, without which we're nothing. We're dust.
Amen.
We're specks. But with, we are the majority, folks, and you are the majority. And there's a reason why our Constitution took so long to put together, why through a war, through bloodshed, we have what we have. We look at that blood and we have respect unto it. That is a redemptive quality. That's why we have liberty right now. And you can liken it right under the blood of Jesus Christ, who God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we doing with what we're given, folks? What are we doing with what we're given? We don't swear an oath to people or to man. It's to that God who gives us those liberties that we enjoy right now, today, folks. And it's not too late. We're at the point where we can push back. We can always push back. And with God, we are the majority.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. If you got any questions, you're going to have to talk to us then. Outside of that, it was a wonderful day. And until tomorrow, I have some more coffee and some cookies all wrapped up and ready to eat right before we get on the air. Love you, folks. Again, you got Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do. The Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you, Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers.